8 of the book Retail Selling Skills, we will talk about the sales presentation. Let us first go through the learning objectives of this chapter. Understand the concept of a sales presentation. Learn how to proactively plan the sales presentation so that it highlights the benefits and value to a customer. Explore techniques to make your sales presentation effective. Describe types of sales presentation methods. Know their differences and understand the method that is appropriate for each situation. What is a sales presentation? A sales presentation means to propose and explain the retailer's product solutions using samples if possible and supporting it with information and data. So, sales presentation is essentially where the salesperson educates and informs the prospect about the product and its benefits. An effective sales presentation involves careful planning, research, a very positive attitude, and detailed description of the product. Sales presentations are usually done for a B2B product or in a door-to-door selling situation. A B2B product is where one business sells a product to another business. It is not a B2C. Sales presentations are usually undertaken for a B2B product or in a door-to-door direct selling kind of a situation. Most retail salespeople sell products in a store and therefore do not make a formal sales presentation. In some product categories, the retail salesperson may need to make a presentation or a demonstration. For example, in electronics. So if you go to a, let's say, a store of Croma and you want to buy a TV or an AC or a fridge or a washing machine, the salesperson will be different for each of these product categories, because they are specialized in those product categories. So a salesperson will be different for TV, and then for an AC it would be a different salesperson, because they have to learn, know and understand the different features of each of these products. Here the salesperson will give you all details. He may even demonstrate the product to you. In certain cases, he will operate the product and show it to you. In some categories like home furnishings, the presentation may need to be made at the premises, maybe at your house or at your office where you want to use the furnishings, so you can see the size, see how much is required, see what type is going to be right for which part of your premises, and match it to the other elements of the interior decor. In certain product categories, like a car, for example, you would go a step further and the salesperson will have to even take you for a test drive so that you can drive the product and see how you feel about driving that car. For the retail salesperson, the process of sales presentation is essentially tying off two areas. Which are these two areas? On one hand, it is the knowledge about the store, the various sections, what is the merchandise, where is the merchandise kept, the different types of customers, the inventory, product knowledge, and display of merchandise. So that is one area of knowledge that where the salesperson needs to tie up with another area, which is customer needs, likes and dislikes of the customer, their expectations from that product or from that brand, the buying motives, and all this plus giving the customer the information that he needs and help the customer in making a buying decision. So for a retail salesperson, a sales presentation is not a formal presentation. It could be a demonstration, or it could be a tying up of these two broad areas, one about the store and its merchandise, the other about the customer, their preferences and their expectations about the product. And when he is able to bring both of them together, he concludes the sales presentation. Let us now go through the various stages of a sales presentation. The first stage is getting yourself accepted. This means you're talking of the salesperson who has to get himself accepted by the prospect. Getting attention. Ask the right questions so you have the right answers. Check and pre-close. Followed by the step which we call the marriage, where we are bringing together all the various aspects of the sale. The final check, followed by the last step which we term as the close. Let us go through each of these stages of the sales presentation in detail. The stages of a classical sales presentation. These were the stages of a classical sales presentation. It is not necessary that a salesperson has to go through each of these stages. Based on the experience of the salesperson, he may decide where to start and in which direction to proceed. How many stages of the sales presentation need to be gone through will also depend on the kind of product that is being bought or sold. The length of time to be spent on each stage is different, and this will vary not only with the product type, it will also vary on a case-to-case basis. Some customers would like to spend more time in the first stage. Some customers would like to spend more time in the last stage. So it is not an area where we can generalize. It has to be taken on a case-to-case basis. The first stage is getting yourself accepted. This means establishing common ground with the prospect. It also means finding out something about the prospect. What is the requirement he has in mind? What kind of a product is he looking at? What are his likes and dislikes? What is his lifestyle, his values and preferences? What is the buying attitude of the prospect? What factors will motivate him or interest him? So the salesperson has to look into all these aspects and then decide an appropriate entry point for the product presentation. He has to decide which range to show first. Now, what do we mean when we say which range to show first? Each retailer has different ranges. One range could be an entry-level range, which means it is lower priced, while another range could be a premium range, which is high-priced product of the same product category, but it has more variety, more features, more colors. So the retail salesperson needs to first get himself accepted by the prospect. He has to understand the prospect's requirements, analyze his preferences, and then decide what kind of a range does he first present to the prospect. In the stage one, the salesperson also has to develop a rapport with the prospect. Essentially, the stage is where the salesperson is selling himself in order to gain trust and confidence of the prospect. The salesperson has to demonstrate that he is trustworthy, reliable, and it will be a pleasant experience doing business with him. He has to show that he is sensitive, that he is approachable, that he is there to assist and guide the customer through the sales effort. Let us move on to the second stage, which is getting attention. Now, the salesperson has got himself accepted by the prospect, and there has been a little bit of a rapport building between the two. Now, the salesperson attempts to grab the attention of the prospect. Now he's really getting aggressive, he's trying to sell. It should elicit a positive response from the prospect. A desire statement will have to be tailored to suit the individual prospect. Since we know each customer is unique and everyone has different wants and needs, they are motivated to a different extent by different elements, the level of motivation is different, the aspects that motivate a person are different. So there are a lot of elements that are involved in the selling process, and the salesperson has to make a desire statement for that prospect, which will have to be tailored to suit the individual prospect. Now we move on to stage 3, which involves asking the right questions. The questions should be planned with forethought. The salesperson should have planned what are the questions he needs to ask the prospect in order to guide the prospect towards closing of a sale. The salesperson should list down probable questions as well as their replies. The questions should highlight your product or your company's strengths as well as the USP. The retail salesperson has to find out what, where, when, how, about the likes and dislikes of the customer and diagnose the problem areas so that he can offer an appropriate product solution to the customer. And yes, take notes wherever required. Now, in the case of a day-to-day retail setup where the retail salesperson is just selling over the counter, obviously it is not possible to take notes, but where the retail salesperson is making a proper presentation, he should take down notes that give him an idea of the various aspects that he need to research about. Essentially, they are what, how, why, where, when, so that he is able to understand the prospect and his requirements better. Let's move on to stage 4, check and pre-close. So first, the salesperson has to check if the prospect has got all information correctly, and only then the salesperson should proceed to the next stage. So the first part of stage 4 is checking. Make sure you are aware of the prospect's parameters. What are the parameters that the prospect has in mind while selecting the product? And what kind of a weightage does he give to each of these parameters in finalizing the product? So the salesperson should have talked about money, approximate prices, various terms of selling or delivery or installation, the budgets, availability of the product, and the customer's expectations out of the product. The salesperson should also judge if the prospect is the final decision maker or not. Very often, the prospect may not be the final decision maker. Maybe he'll come back and say, oh, I will come back and I will check with my manager, or I will check with my mother, or I will check with my wife and then decide if I have to buy the product. In that case, the efforts of the salesperson go waste. So the salesperson should be able to judge if the prospect is the final decision maker or not, and then proceed accordingly. The salesperson should also be able to judge whether the prospect is serious about buying this product or not. It could be that the prospect is just browsing around for information. Maybe he's just thought of buying a particular product and is trying to gather information. So the salesperson should invest only that much of time and effort in that presentation. The salesperson should check with the prospect in one of these methods. Sir, is there anything else that we have not discussed that you may be looking for? So in this sentence, you can see that the salesperson is questioning the prospect and trying to find out if some aspects or some things have not been focused on, if they have missed out on something that is important to the prospect while making a buying decision. In case the answer is a yes, that means they have missed out on something, they've not missed out on something, then proceed to the next stage of the presentation. So if the customer says, yes, we have covered all aspects that I have in mind, then the salesperson should go to the next level of the presentation. He has to then try to pre-close the sale. It is not important that the close has to be at the last step. It can be done earlier. It is then referred to as the pre-close. So the salesperson can try to pre-close the sale by asking something like, sir, if we can match up to what you are looking for, will you buy the product from me? So you are actually trying to get a commitment from the prospect that he's willing to go ahead with the final purchase decision if his terms are met. It is very important for the salesperson to keep looking for buying signals all throughout the sales presentation, because we do not know when the buying signals will show up. He has to be alert all the time and decide if you should proceed to the next stage or not. So if the salesperson feels that the buying signals are not positive, then he should not proceed to the next level of presentation. In stage 5, which we call the marriage. Why is it called the marriage? Because here we are trying to match the client's wants with your product or service. So we are trying to marry the requirements of the client or prospect with the product that we, the retailer, can offer. This is the stage where we start selling the product. So before this, in all the 4 stages, we were not selling the product. The salesperson just had to get himself accepted, build a rapport with the prospect, and get to understand the prospect and his needs. But the salesperson was not selling in either of those 4 stages. Only in stage 5, when the prospect has understood the customer, his requirements, and then he should start selling the product. Link benefits to features and sell to the prospect. Translate facts or data about the product into benefits, which will then motivate the prospect to buy your product. Provide the solutions highlighting your USPs. So what is the unique selling proposition of your product or service or of your retail store? Highlight all those. Emphasize on your USPs. Do not oversell. Very important. The salesperson should not go on overselling. Otherwise, he will miss the window of opportunity. He has to be alert all the time to observe buying signals. Keep your eyes open for buying signals. Stage 6 is the final check. Before closing the deal, before actual transaction takes place, the salesperson has to check if the customer is willing to go ahead to close the deal. This is a recap stage wherein the salesperson will once again tick off all the points. He should ask questions in order to conduct the final check. What kind of questions? Is that okay? Are you satisfied with what we have discussed? We seem to have covered all aspects. Do you think we have missed something? So these are questions that are clarifying or checking with the prospect if all points have been covered, if the customer is satisfied and till this point and willing to proceed to the next stage of closing the sale. If you have confirmation from the prospect at this stage, only then you should proceed to the next stage. Else, what will you do? if the salesperson does not receive a confirmation from the prospect at this stage, he should backtrack, which means he should go back to the previous stage and start the selling process again. He has to start convincing the customer again to buy the product. He has to motivate the customer and tell them that yes, this product is matching your requirements and it will add value to you. Stage 7 is the close. It is the final stage of the sales presentation. This is the concluding stage. The very fact that you have reached this final stage means the prospect is happy and satisfied and you can conclude the deal. How do you conclude the deal? How do you close the deal? You can ask some questions. Will you pay by cash or a check or a credit card? So you're not really asking the customer if he is willing to buy. You have to do that in an indirect manner. So you say, will you pay by cash or will you pay by check? Or you could say something like, great, let's complete the paperwork. Or you could ask the prospect in a way that you are also cross-selling or upselling, which could be, do you want accessories that match with the car interiors? Or do you want accessories that you will be required when you use your new mobile phone? So that is the way a salesperson can try to close the presentation. In the next segment, we will talk about different methods of making a presentation. We can broadly classify these methods into 4 types: the memorized presentation, the formula presentation, the need satisfaction presentation, the problem solution or consultative presentation. The basic difference between these 4 methods of a sales presentation is the percentage of conversation that is controlled by the salesperson. Let us understand each of them in detail. We have in this slide classified these 4 methods of presentation into 2 categories. The first category is where the salesperson has a monopoly on the conversation. Here you can have 2 types of presentations, the memorized presentation and the formula presentation. In the second category, there is a greater buyer-seller interaction. Here again, we have 2 types of presentations, which are the need satisfaction presentation and the problem solution presentation. What is the main difference between these 4 methods or these 2 categories? In the first 2 methods, we saw that the salesperson has a monopoly on the conversation. The salesperson is talking much more. Those 2 presentations are therefore more structured and allow for very little buyer-seller interaction. In the second category, the methods are less structured and allow for greater buyer-seller interaction. Each of these 4 methods is geared for a different strategy. Depending on the product, depending on the nature of the product, the buyer's needs, and the seller's comfort level. Let us talk about the first method of presentation, which is the memorized or script-based presentation. As the name suggests, it is memorized by the salesperson. There is a script which the salesperson has to follow as is. Obviously, it is a very rigid and inflexible method of presentation. This method involves memorizing the key selling points or benefits of the product or service. It is effective when the salesperson is new and inexperienced. So it helps a new salesperson who has to memorize the various aspects of the product and just go and talk about the same in front of the client. This method allows the salespeople to give all details to the customer without missing any points. It is appropriate for non-technical products. for smaller products like cosmetics, books, or cooking utensils. Products that are not technical, where you do not have a lot of interaction or questions or objections being raised by the prospect, are appropriate for the use of a memorized presentation. Let us look at some of the benefits of a memorized presentation. It ensures a well-balanced presentation. The presentation is planned, well thought of, and ensures that the salespeople discuss the same information every time they are giving the presentation of that product. It lends to the confidence of the inexperienced or new salesperson. So it helps the new salesperson in ensuring that he is giving a good and complete presentation. The demerits of a memorized presentation are mainly that the salesperson does 80 to 90% of the talking with very little participation from the prospect. It is a rigid, it is not a flexible method of presentation. Thus, the presenter cannot be ready for all conceivable questions that the clients will ask. This method presents features against benefits that may not be important to the buyer. Like we have said, each buyer is different. Each buyer's focus will be different. They will all be looking for different benefits in the same product. Unfortunately, in the memorized presentation, it presents the features against benefits that may not be valuable for that buyer. This means that the presentation is not tailored to suit the needs of individual prospects. Therefore, it is an impractical method to use when selling technical products that require discussion. This method requires the salesperson to proceed through the sales presentation quickly, which in some cases can be interpreted as a high-pressure selling tactic. Let us look at this graph. Here it gives us the various steps of the selling process, which is approach, the presentation, and the close. On the y-axis is the time of the presentation. You can see very clearly from this that the green colored area is the salesperson's talking time, while the blue area is the time that the prospect or customer does the talking. Obviously, the green area is much more, which means the salesperson is talking much more than the customer is talking. While that is not correct, there has to be a lot of interaction between the buyer and the seller for the deal to take place. Let us talk about the formula presentation or the persuasive sales presentation. Here, there is a chance of persuading the prospect. This presentation method assumes that similar prospects in similar situations can be approached with similar presentations. So they are not tailoring the presentation to suit the needs of an individual client. The salesperson must know something about the prospective buyer, obviously. Salesperson controls the conversation. Like in the previous method, here also the salesperson is dominating the conversation. He is the one who's controlling the conversation. This method is derived from the AIDA principle, which is attention, interest, desire, and then action. This method is less structured than the previous one. It allows more flexibility and less direction. So even though this has a little bit of interaction, it is less structured than the previous one, but still, it is not enough interaction between the buyer and the seller, which can be demonstrated by this graph. Again, this is the time that the customer does the talking. This in blue is the time when the salesperson is doing the talking. as is evident from this graph, majority of the time the salesperson is talking. The conversation is dominated by the salesperson and there is little interaction between the salesperson and the customer. Let us understand the benefits of a formula presentation. The same presentation can be used again and again. That's a benefit. They do not have to make the presentation or change it every time. This method ensures all information is presented logically. Since it is a structured presentation, it is pre-planned. They are going to plan the flow of the presentation in a logical manner, ensuring all aspects of the product are included and all USPs of the product are highlighted. The formula presentation allows to have a reasonable amount of buyer-seller interaction. It allows for smooth handling of anticipated questions and objections. So the questions are planned, the answers are thought about, they have anticipated certain questions and kept the replies ready. Demerits of the formula presentation. The salesperson does not know the prospect's needs. Obviously, if the salesperson does not know the needs of the prospect, how will he sell the product to the prospect? So that is a big disadvantage of this method of presentation. This method does not allow the prospect to talk more, so he cannot ask too many questions. It is structured. This method is appropriate only for complex selling situations, such as selling a technical product or selling to a group of people. Now we will talk about the need satisfaction presentation method. This method is flexible, it is interactive, it is challenging and creative. Why creative? Because it is interactive. The salesperson can be very creative in handling the objections and in answering all questions of the prospect. The salesperson generally opens with probing questions to gain a better understanding of the client. So we can see that this presentation method involves understanding the prospect, which was missing in the previous two methods. This method has three phases. The first phase is need development, which is devoted to a discussion of the needs of the buyers. So the salesperson is trying to understand what is it that the buyer wants, what are his needs that can be satisfied by the retailer. The second phase is needs awareness, where the prospect has already talked about his needs and the salesperson is clarifying the needs by restating the buyer's needs. So they are becoming aware of how to satisfy the needs of the prospect. The third phase is need fulfillment. The salesperson knows how this product will satisfy the mutual needs and demonstrates these needs to the customer. So that is the phase of need fulfillment. The benefits of the need satisfaction presentation are that it allows a flexible, interactive sales presentation. It enables to uncover customers' needs by asking questions. It allows the prospect to talk about his needs. So there is a two-way communication happening. The prospect is talking about his needs. The salesperson is trying to uncover the customer's needs by probing, asking questions, understanding the requirements of the customer. Usually, this method is used the first time you call on a prospect. So just if it is your first interaction with the prospect, then you would try and understand their need so you can satisfy the need. The next time you go to the same prospect, you would have actually obviously understood his needs and you would use a different method of sales presentation. This method is appropriate for financial services, software and hardware systems, and high-priced goods and services such as real estate, industrial equipment, vehicles, and computer systems. So we can see how this method, which allows a lot of buyer-seller interaction, is appropriate for a lot of high-priced or high-value goods and services. The demerit of this method, it does not allow the customer more control over the conversation. The last sales presentation method is the problem solution or the consultative method, which means that there is a certain amount of consultation between the two parties involved. The salesperson over here acts as an advisor and customizes the presentation to address the buyer's problems. So this is a flexible method of presentation. It is not structured, it is not rigid. Every time the prospect is different, the method, the presentation is customized to suit the needs of the prospect. The buyer and seller are on the same side of the fence, which means they are working collaboratively, which means they are in consultation with each other, hence the term consultative presentation. This method aims at building a relationship and helps to expand the buyer's business. So it is a long-term relationship that the buyer, that the retailer is looking at. This method is used to develop a detailed research and analysis of the prospect's needs, after which the solutions will be developed. So it is not that in one time or one presentation the entire procedure is complete. This may take a number of presentations, each time moving a step closer to the final deal. The salesperson is considered more of a partner. He's an advisor, he's a consultant, and he helps to creatively resolve a problem. The key word being creatively, hence the term consultative method. So you can see the difference in the first and the last methods. In the first method, the salesperson had to learn a script and go and vomit that out in front of the prospect. Over here, the salesperson has to be very smart and intelligent. He has to know his business very well, and he has to be a consultant. He has to work as an advisor to the prospect and be able to provide them solutions to their problems. Let us look at this graph, which depicts the problem solution presentation method. This shows the customer talking time. This shows the salesperson talking time. Yes, the salesperson is talking more over here, but at the same time, if you see that during need development, it is both of them talking. And then there is a phase which is need awareness and need satisfaction, where the salesperson starts to dominate the conversation, which means he is giving problems a certain solution. He is being an advisor to the prospect. The benefits of the problem solution method: it is useful when selling highly complex or technical products. It requires the salesperson to develop an in-depth analysis of the needs of the prospect. It allows for a flexible, customized presentation based on findings, based on data and facts. This method is the basis for partnering and relationship building. It is a long-term. This method is the basis for partnering and relationship building. It has a long-term perspective. Demerits of the problem solution method: the salesperson has to be well versed with the product, with the buyer, and the requirements of the buyer. This method gives advice without looking for immediate gains, which means that over a period of time, the retailer may get the sales contract, he may get gains over a period of time, but he may not get immediate gains. He may not get an immediate sale. So you are actually, the retailer is investing in the prospect, and over a period of time, he expects to get the investment back. To recap, let us look at the guidelines for an effective presentation. A good presentation should be simple, using the words that the customer can understand. It should not use technical terms, it should not use jargon. Salespeople should make logical and emotional appeal via their presentation. Establish a comfortable and pleasant atmosphere is a very important role of the salesperson, without which it is very difficult to proceed to the next level of selling. Mix your media. So the salesperson has to mix his media. He may use slides, he may use presentations, a board, videos, audios, he could use books, he could use printouts, pictures, graphs, charts, anything that is going to substantiate his claims, anything that shows the customer that the product being offered by the retailer will add value to the prospect. Strategies should be different for different customers. They should be customized. They should be adapted to suit the needs of the customer. The presentation should help the customer make a decision. The presentation should not confuse the prospect. Don't use only text to communicate. It gets boring. Use pictures, charts, diagrams, anything to get the message across in a easier method, something that will help the customer retain the information that he has been bombarded with. Practice the presentation to increase your self-confidence. Work on your gestures and facial expressions. Your body language during the presentation is critical. Therefore, stand in front of a mirror, present it in front of the mirror, rehearse till you get it right. Research before you present, research so that you get to answer all questions accurately. Explain your company's process for delivering the product. What is the turnaround time? What is the lead time? Will the product be customized? What is the cost or the price? What are the delivery terms? Is there a warranty? What will the invoicing system or procedure be? All these aspects have to be explained to the prospect. Close your presentation by thanking your prospect. Obviously, we don't have to tell you this, but just to close my presentation, you have to thank your prospects while closing the presentation. Don't be pushy, but let them know that you are ready to get started when they are ready. Thank you.